Hello, everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle here on April 15th, 2013, which in the U.S. is Tax Day. Yay! So I say yay because I've learned to appreciate this day instead of dread it. I used to dread it, and now I'm actually grateful that I have taxes to pay because it means I have good income. So I see this as a wealth day, and it's so funny to me, actually, just looking at this number, 15, which is a wealth and prosperity and abundance number. It reduces to 6. It is reflecting, actually, 2013 is reflecting the 6 all year long, so which is why I really am focusing on helping everyone look into their abundance issue all year long. So today is one of those days you can really look at how you feel about your taxes if you are living in the States. And it's a great day to be grateful and to celebrate and, you know, just to understand that money is an energy exchange. So what you put into the idea of paying to live in this country or any country is what you've chosen to do, and to be grateful that you're able, you know, to do it. So I am always excited in many ways to not focus on the negatives when it comes to paying taxes. Even though you may not agree at all with where your money's going, that's beside the point. You know, you're leaving that up to, obviously, your government. What you're celebrating is your ability to generate income that allows you to pay taxes. So that's a very important thing to remember. So, and speaking of the number 15, I am going to be launching a very exciting, my first ever live webinar event where I literally will be there live answering questions throughout the event as it airs, and that will be on May 15th. And I specifically chose that day because the actual virtual intensive focuses on how to face your fears and prosper in 2013. And I encourage all of you to sign up for this one because I will be going really deeply into the incredible astronumerology that will line up during May and November of 2013. So it'll be a just a great view of how the numbers and how the planets are going to be influencing you and world events coming up. So I definitely encourage you to look out for that. I will be launching it Wednesday if my webmaster actually comes through. She told me she's focusing on her taxes, and then we'll be getting up all my information on my special page. So anyway, cross your fingers here. But my launch date is on Wednesday, so 2 days from now. So, and I wanted to do a little exercise with you today. I just thought with what I discovered with the following person who recently passed away, Margaret Thatcher, I wanted to have all of you take out a pen and paper. So I'm going to have all of you make sure you have that in front of you. And I would like for you to write down the following birthday. And if you've done this already, great. That more power to you if you looked at these numbers. I didn't look at them till this morning because I was pretty tied up. My daughter's been sick, and I actually have a cold, and we've had some interesting things happen. So I haven't been doing too much in terms of current events, except I've been looking at North Korea, which I'll go into another time. But Margaret Thatcher is a very interesting case. So I want you to write down the name Margaret Thatcher and the birthday 10/13/1925 or October 13, 1925. So write those numbers down, count them up, see what life purpose you get, and then I'd like you to write down her date that she passed, and that is April 8th, 2013. And you probably already noticed she was born on the 13th, and she died on the 8th. So already you see a connection there between the 4 and 8, the magnetic connection between those numbers right there, just in those 2 days, being born on the 13th, which is a 4-day, and passing on the 8th, which is an 8-day. It also happens to be 2013, which ties into her 13th day of birth, the 13th year that we're in. So if you've done your adding up, you would know that her life purpose is a 22, which is a 4. So she's a double 4. She's a 13-4, which shows definitely genius in many ways and power. She absolutely, you know, had lessons in her life about empowering others and disempowering others with that number. And would be work. She's definitely a hard worker, or was a hard worker. And then, of course, she passed away. No, let's look at her life purpose. Her life purpose is a master number, a 22. So she, that is the architect for peace. She was meant to be focusing on peace. That was the positive side of that number. The other side of peace is, nonviolence, or what you would call war. So, but what's important with her is that she had a double 4, and so her life would be very influenced by that number. So the next dates I want you to write down before we go to her day of that she passed away, I want you to write down May 4th, 1979. So May 4th, 1979, so that's 5/4/1979. And then I also want you to write down November 28th, 1990. November 28th, 1990. So write those down and figure out the total for those. And so life purpose for both of those dates. And then you'll notice right away, if you totaled already, that May 4th, 1979 and 11/28/1990, which are the date that she served as Prime Minister of Great Britain. She started her service on May 4th, and she ended on November 28th, 1990. If you add up those dates, those universal dates, you get the number 35, which is an 8 for May 4th, 1979, and you get the number 31, which is a 4 for 11/28/1990, which is amazing. So the universal dates for those days that she began her career in the world, the universal world dates were an 8 and a 4, the beginning and ending. So we see the 4 and 8 connection right there. And then finally, the day that she died, April, which is the fourth month, April 8th, 2013, the eighth day in the year 2013. For her, it was a 14 personal year. She's born on the 13th of October, so when you add, She's born on the 13th of October, right? So you add 5 plus 5 for 2012. So it was a 10 personal year, 10-1, and then you add the 4, so it was a 14 personal month, 14-5. So the 10-1 personal year is interesting right off the bat, because when the 1 and the 9 show up in the passing, when somebody dies, when 1 or 9 show up, a 1 personal year, 9 personal year, 1 personal month, 9 personal month, those are the times when you shift from one cycle to another cycle. So you're beginning something new or you're ending something. So those are the what I call the crossover into a new beginning or an ending. Moments in a person's life. So you do often see somewhere in the personal numbers a 1 or a 9. Then we have the 14-5, which is, of course, the media number, and we've had a lot of media coverage. We will again on Wednesday when her funeral takes place. Wednesday is the 17th. It is the Leave a Legacy Behind number. She certainly left a legacy behind. Everybody remembers her for good or bad. And she will always be remembered for various reasons. So it's no surprise to me her funeral is on a 17, you know, the 17th of April. So, and that's also an 8-day, 17-8, which ties into her numbers. So anyway, it was a 14 personal month, media, it's a 5. And then the day she died, when you add that to 14, what is it? It's a 22-4. That is her life purpose number, and it is a 4. So you can see for her personally how, you know, really, when you look at this, she lived out her destiny. Whatever she was meant to do, for good or bad, she did do it. She lived up to, because when I see that the personal day reflects the life purpose number, or the personal month reflects the life purpose number, I really know that the person, spent their energy on what their mission was. And no matter how they accomplished it, they did accomplish what they were here to do. So that is really interesting when you consider it from that perspective. So I wanted you all to go through this exercise because you can do this with your clients. You know, you can look at just dates, just take a birthday. We didn't even look at her current name. We can in a sec if some of you want to check Margaret Thatcher, her current name. But even with just a birthday, you can really look at many, many things. If you're on a radio show or you're discussing something like this, you can go into the numbers, and it's very interesting. And for her, of course, that magnetic, karmic, fateful 4 and 8 connection was active the whole time, and I'm sure we'd find it in other places throughout her life, which I haven't done that research, but, you know, a book can be written on this very subject alone. So in terms of her current name, interestingly enough, it adds up to 51, which is the warrior number, 51-6. Very interesting. It actually helped her because it's a 6 name. 15-6 name would not have helped her as much because you have that very, the dark magic can get involved when you mix any kind of 4 or 8 birthday. That's one of the rules in the fortunate name section in Webinar 5 of Numerology Academy 1. Definitely want to go back and look that over if you don't know what I'm talking about right now, but you don't want to mix the number 15 with a 4 or 8 in a birthday. And she has a 4 or 8, but she doesn't have a 59. She has a 51 name. That's okay. The thing about 51 names, though, warrior names, is that she will always have enemies, because warriors do have, well, that's why they're warriors. They need protection. And, this is a really, really, really fortunate number in many ways, because you can advance so quickly with this number. You can accomplish a lot. However, you always have, you have to watch your back all the time. So there you go. That is a look and a quick exercise at a person we all know and either love or dislike. But in any case, however you feel about her, she left a legacy, and she certainly left an imprint with her numbers as well. So now I want to go to your questions, and if you have, I have a lot of questions, by the way, today, which are really good. So if you have a question, I want you to press *6 on your phone so you can get in the queue, and we can touch base with each other, and I can hear what you have to ask. Let me take a sip of my tea here and go to the first question, which is by Carla. She said she won't be on the call. I do have a question about personal shift numbers. How do you interpret a chart when the person's life purpose and personal shift number are the same? Does it intensify the positive and negative aspect of that number? The answer is yes. Anytime that you have a doubling up of the same number, it doubles up the energy of that number. It means that you're going to work on both the positive and shadow side of that number. That is what you're here to do. You chose to focus on the quality of that number during this life. And so for you, Carla, you mentioned that you have that in your actual numbers with a 8. So for you, the issue of power, everything to do with that number 8, which is, of course, when we think of 8, it's the infinity number. So it symbolizes tremendous leadership and understanding your own power. And that means confidence and understanding that you have just a very strong yearning to understand money and what it takes to make money. And you may lose money, but then you'll make it again. So money is going to be a big theme in your life. And that's a good thing. If you, you know, want to bring in abundance, you actually can. You just have to confront what your fears are about this number. So what you need to really look at is, you know, is money being used in a material way? Are you controlling others? Are you careless about abundance? Are you impatient? And then the flip side is that you have an incredible vision. Eights are the people who have the vision and are the executives. They don't actually go out there and do the nitty-gritty work. They want to be in charge and have others do that work for them. So they're very goal-oriented, and of course they have to be dependable because others depend on them for leadership. So, it's definitely brings out everything, you know, in the personal shift number that you'll read is accentuated by the virtue of having a life purpose of the same number. So let's see. Let's move on to Elaine, who had several questions. Elaine, you asked, when doing current name readings, when there is a choice of name numbers, is it best to look for a number that resonates with one of their three primary numbers, unless it is a 4 or 8? No. Okay, so I see what you're saying. You're wondering if a current name number, okay, is meant to resonate with one of your three important birth numbers. No. That actually is beside the point. I think I explained this in the Numerology Academy, is that the most important thing is that you have a fortunate name number. So, of course, remembering all the rules. So, for example, my name is a 10, which is a 1, and I don't have a 1, 5, or 7 in my three important birth numbers. So, but my name has been amazing for me, and that's because it's fortunate and I have a positive outlook. With the 10, you definitely want to be optimistic. And so it served me well, but it doesn't tie in to my three primary numbers. So that is not of importance. You know, just remember that the current name is a separate part of your blueprint. It's not part of your birth blueprint. It really is something you're in control of. It's the only part, the only divination art that offers you an actual choice where you can direct your destiny based on the choice of your name. In astrology, you'd have no choice. The planets are doing what they do, and you just have to understand what's going on. But you can't change anything, right? But with numerology, this different part of your blueprint, which is your current name, directs your life that is, you know, reflected in your birth numbers, in your astronumerology at birth. It directs that in a positive direction if your name has been previously negative and not helpful and challenging, and you change it to a fortunate one, and you move forward with positive goals, and you will be supported in ways that you were not before. So it's a wonderful, wonderful tool in that sense, but it does not have to line up with those birth numbers, because its whole purpose is just to have a fortunate vibration, what I call your spiritual calling card. And so that's all that needs to be looked at, okay? Will the 12-3 energy in a birthday and their current name reinforce each other? Will a 12-3 energy in a birthday and, okay, you're asking if a current name that's 12 and a birthday that's on a 12-day reinforce each other. Yes, absolutely. If you have two numbers, and one of them is a current name number that is challenging, and the other is a birthday number or an address or a partner who you're living with who carries that number as well, they will speak to each other. Numbers communicate. They form codes, right? So absolutely they will reinforce each other. And that goes for, you know, that's anytime you have this current name situation. Absolutely, yes. And also, do they activate victim or shadow side of their love partner with a 31-4 life purpose, 26-8 birthday? I don't understand that question. I don't understand what how you're connecting the 12 with a 4 life purpose and 8 birthday. So we need to talk in person about that. I think you have a call coming up, so you can ask me then. Okay. Next, what does it mean when a progression has 6 planets lined up in the same house and sign, and all of them within 1 to 3 degrees? Well, that's a very interesting question. When you have 6 planets that are progressed, anytime you have 6 planets, whether it's in a chart or progression or transiting in the same sign or house, whether it's within 1 to 3 degrees or not, it's really important to look at that house, to look at the numbers, and to look at the planets. It's a huge reinforcement of that energy. So in terms of this particular question, between 1 to 3 degrees in progressions, here's the thing about progressions. They, unless it's the moon, which takes around 29 years or so to go through your whole chart, the progressed moon, that is, the sun, you know, goes through in 360 years. So progressed planets move quite slowly. So when they pile up like that, it basically what happens is you get used to the energy because it's going to be there for a long time. And what you need to look at are the degree numbers. That's why numerology is so important in astrology. So the astrologer will tell you, well, you've got these 6 planets. They're in this, you know, this house, or they're bunched together in a conjunction for, like, you know, 30 years or whatever it is. What's important then is to move beyond that into the numbers. What are the degree numbers? Okay. And, of course, which house are they in? What's the sign? What's the house? What do they mean? So that's what I would focus on then, is the numerology and the sign and the house. And you know, that's an intensification, absolutely, of all of those. Okay, finally you ask, Elaine, what is the order of influence between a personal day and a universal day? Does the universal day influence the character of the personal day, or vice versa? Yes, of course. Well, first of all, the personal day is the most important for you personally. The universal day we all experience, so it's not quite as important as the personal day. However, it will influence you. So, and especially, like today's the 15th, right? So if you happen to have a 6, a 15, or a 24, or a 33, or 42 as your life purpose number, or your day of birth is on, you know, the 6th, 15th, or 24th, or even your destiny number, your third important birth number, or your personal shift number is a 6, this day is even more important because you are basically triggering that number. That number is being triggered by the actual day. Okay, same goes for the personal month, I mean universal month and universal year. So we happen to be in a 6 universal year. So if 6 is one of your important numbers, you will feel this year more strongly. It'll be more emotional for you. It'll be an even more important time for you to focus on abundance in an emotional way, right? So, yeah. So like I said, numbers form codes, and it's just to understand that the most important ones are the ones for you personally, but in terms of the universal energies, yes, they do come into play, absolutely. And you're also sharing that experience with others. So if you happen to be teaching and you are in a year like this year we are in, 2013, let's say you have a 13-4 or 22-4 in your birthday numbers, and you're teaching about, you know, transformation, and you will be very well equipped to do that. You will understand that number in even greater detail. So you can tie it in and understand how many layers there are to this when you start looking at it from that perspective, and not just clinically, but really look at all the different configurations that evolve as a result of, you know, an important number that shows up, whether it's universally or personally. Okay. So let's see, again, press star 6, get in line. If you have a live question, I'm going to get through a couple more email questions, and then I'll leave the last email questions for a little later and get to your calls. So let's see, this is Annette, and Annette is saying, if two people are born on the 22nd, and they're wanting to use the business name Holistic Wellbeing, which is a 60 name, which, by the way, is correct, Annette. You did add that correctly. Actually, no, you didn't. Look at what you did. Okay, Holistic is a 27.9, and Wellbeing is a 33.6. And you added 27 and 33 equals 60. But actually, Annette, if you go to the rules in Webinar 5, Numerology Academy 1, you'll note that 27 is a 9 root number, and 33 is a 6 root number, and 9 plus 6 equals 15, which is a double-digit number. So this is a 15 name, not a 60 name. If it had been a 60 name, I would say absolutely go for it. If you're born on the 22nd, 60 names are perfect. But 15 names are not, you don't mix the number 15 with a 4 or 8 day of birth or life purpose number. Okay, so I would not recommend that name for them. So I hope you understand how I just added that. It's very, very important. You know, the current name addition is something that is a little hard to grasp at first, understanding that when you add the two single-digit numbers together, they have to total 10 or more. So in this case, 9 plus 6 equals 15, which is fine. It's more than 10, right? So 10 or more. So, but let's say that the names had added up to, let's say, 13 plus 10. Let's say one name was a 13 and the other name was a 10. You don't add 13 plus 10 equals 23. You add 13, 4 plus 10, 1 first. You know, 13, 4 plus 10, 1. 4 plus 1 equals 5. You say, that is lower than 10. That is not a two-digit number. So then you go back and you say, I have to use the actual numbers that the names resonate to. So that would be 13 plus 10 equals 23. So anyway, it is explained in Webinar 5 of Numerology Academy 1, and I highly recommend you check that out again because it's very important. There's a big difference. In your case, if you had said it was a 60 name when it's a 15 name, it does make a difference to these people who are born on the 22nd. So you really must know how to do this part of the equation for current names. Then you ask, I have a house number with a 1 and an A, 1A. Does it mean an 11? Okay, you say we both work from our homes, so this is a helpful number for us. It feels fine to me. Okay, here's the thing. It's a 1 house and it's a 2 house because 1A is 1. It either can be interpreted as just a 1 because the number 1 is there and then there's a letter. 1A, A is the first letter of the alphabet, so it resonates to the number 1. It's not an 11, it's a 1 plus 1. The way you add this number would be 1. It's as if, you know, if you'd had the number 11 there, you'd still add 1 plus 1 equals 2. So it's a 1 home, and then you can also say, well, if we say A is a 1 letter, so, you know, 1A, it's also a 2 home. And so the 2 makes it very livable for both of you. There's a lot of communication. You can communicate easily with clients and with your partner. And the 1 gives you the ability to have independence within this home that you both work in, right? So as long as you have both of you have your separate spaces and freedom and independence from each other when you're working, it works out well. Plus, there's a lot of originality with the 1. So, and there's also a lot of drive, you know, of new beginnings. And then you ask, I've come across a few astrology charts with the number 18 degrees in them. How would you explain this number to a client? Let's say if they have Saturn at 18 degrees in Pisces. Okay, look, 18 is a degree number. It is a day of birth number. It can be a life purpose number. And it has a shadow side and a positive side. In a current name, I obviously would never recommend it. When I see 18 degrees, for example, the way you ask in a chart, I know that they're working on understanding how they may be deceived by others. So they need to be aware of that. Of course, the positive side of the number is very, very powerful. The unconditional love, the leadership, you know, the magnetism, the high ideals. There's a lot of, you know, they're really romantic and very creative, very imaginative, humanitarian. So yes, there is that side to look at. You can always include that current name shadow side aspect of the number 18. And I certainly keep it in mind when I'm doing a reading. I would sometimes, depending on what the client is focusing on during the reading, I will mention it or not, depending on what we're doing. So, but yeah, it is, you know, 9 is a completion number. So basically when I see 18, 9, I know, as with every number, there's a test. They're working on understanding and, you know, what the 18, 9 means. And so the understanding comes through experience. So sometimes you ask them about, well, what has your experience been? And you look at the house. You look at the sign, which is very watery, Pisces. You look at Saturn, which is the great teacher, right? And you look at those three things and you say, you ask them a question about that. I don't know what house this is in. So anyway, that is what I recommend. So I hope that answers your question. And if you're on the call, and I know you're in New Zealand, so if you're on the call and you want to follow up to any of those questions, please, you know, get in line in queue here by pressing *6. Okay, so I said I would go to your calls. Let's do that now, and then I'll go back to a few more questions here that I have lined up. So let's see. We have a call here, 817 area code. Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Angelica.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you.
Good.
I was going to ask, what numbers would I look at to determine if it's a good decision not to renew my contract with my employer? When I'm supposed to sign it, it's 5/31/2013. But when
okay.
it expires, it's 7/31/2013. So I don't know which one to look at.
Okay, so you're asking me which date is a better date for you to end this relationship with your employer.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so what is your, can you give me your birthday?
It's 5/22/64.
Okay, isn't it interesting? We started the call with Maggie Thatcher's numbers, and here we have you, a 22/4, and
yes.
You're giving me dates on 5/31 and 7/31, 31 4 days. So, like, you know, there we go. I mean, if anybody
yeah.
doubts this connection, please, you can see it all the time. I'm sure you
mm-hmm.
have. Angelica.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's there. So it's just funny. I had to bring that up. Okay, so 22/4/1964. So you are a 29/11. What's your destiny number?
68/14/5.
Okay. All right. So you're in a, you're still in a 14/5 year. Yeah, you will be in May. At that point, you'll be in a 15/6 year. So, okay, because your birthday is 5/22. Let's see. It's taking me a little longer because of my cold. I want to make sure I have these numbers correct. So 15/6 plus 5. So you'll be in a 21/3 month in May. And in, that means in July, you'll be in a 23/7 month. Okay, so communication, 21/3 is a nice number to communicate with. Let's look at the 31st, though. That's 25/7 day. And then that's 31st of May. 31st of July would be an 11 day. That's double new beginnings, and it's one of your numbers, your life purpose. Very interesting. You know, your destiny, which is career, is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
July for you is a 7, 23, what am I saying, 25, did I say 23/7? It's a 23/5,
yes.
Excuse me, it's a 23/5 personal month. And your destiny is a 14, 68, 14, 5. And this is about work. And then you also have the 31st of July being an 11 personal day for you, and your life purpose is an 11. And 11 is also double new beginnings. Right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's pretty clear that your personal numbers concerning career, new beginnings, and just in general are really activated on the 31st of July. So
I guess that's when it ends.
That's when it ends, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it actually is really good news for you because 23 is the royal star, the lion number. So you're going to gain a lot of strength going forward. And you really will feel like everything's beginning new. And because you're going into a 15-6 year, I am assuming just because of that number that it rules the home. So home business is most likely what you're going to go into, something to do with your home.
That's what I'm planning.
Yeah, and that will be greatly favored once your birthday rolls around. So,
okay.
Yeah, and right now you're
really scared in making this decision, but it just feels so, it feels perfect in my body, but there's just another part of me that's afraid, and I was like, okay, when should, I mean, it's going to end, and I can see where the 11 comes in, the new beginning.
Yeah. It's nice. Well, okay. See, what's wonderful is the numbers are telling you it's okay. And
okay.
We all go through the emotional purging of, you know, being, feeling change, being scared of the change at first. But like you said, if you trust your body's reaction, which is so wonderful when you can trust that, you know,
mm-hmm.
like sense your body is actually feeling good about this and after you get through the fear stage and is feeling at peace with the decision. Because it's always a very important marker for me when I make a big decision, how do I feel physically? Do I feel relieved or not? You know, do I feel more stressed or do I feel relieved? That's a great indication. So the numbers are here to support you and give you those really powerful messages that have a specific meaning to you, and that's exactly what's happening. You know, you're being, in a way, set free. I don't know if you feel that, but five certainly
oh, yeah.
would indicate that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so are you going to be set up at home?
Yes,
to,
I've been working on that. Uh-huh.
Good, because that's where your focus will be very much for your next year between your two birthdays is at home. Making that work for you. Good. Well, that was a really interesting question. I'm amazed
mm-hmm.
that those 31s showed up. I mean, I'm not amazed. I get a kick out of seeing that connection just show up, you know, especially because I just talked about it too, and it ties in directly to what I was saying before, but amazing. You know, 31 is also in the ancient Egyptian numerology, which I haven't taught yet. I will in an upcoming Numerology Academy. 31 in the ancient Egyptian number system that they had means in the beginning is the end and in the end is the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only, I don't know how many 31 days we have in a year. There's either there's 7 months that have 31 days. In any case, there are very few. There are less than the other numbers, you know, so it doesn't come around a lot. So, yeah. So you happen to have one of those special days.
Wow, I've been taking it for granted. You know, I've never really looked at how many months have 31, but I'm gonna check that one. You know, really.
Yeah,
Interesting.
It would be good to know, actually, wouldn't it? Because
mm-hmm.
I know February is different, but then we've got it's either six or no, it couldn't be. It might be six.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we can figure this out. So, but
okay.
For you, it certainly points to very good news numerologically
okay.
because it ties in so beautifully to your number story. So
perfect. I love that. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
Good. So, okay. Now, anybody else want to chime in? Press star 6 and I will get to you. In the meantime, I want to get to a couple questions that Linda asked. She's not on the call. She's traveling, but she wanted to know, she said that in a previous call I mentioned that a 4 address, a house that reduces to 4, can drain you. Can I briefly explain what the house numbers 1 through 9 mean for individuals living there? She also says, I remember that 9 is a great house number, a great address number, but 18-9 would not be. Why is 18-9 not recommended? Okay, well, we just spoke about the 18-9. When I look at addresses, I really do refer to the current name numbers. That's my guideline. Because addresses are current. We don't live at one address for all our life, or very few of us do. It's pretty rare. So it is something that really is part of something we choose. And for me, I've lived in so many places, especially lately. Let's not even get into that. But, it's something you choose. So you're in control of it. And so I, for that reason, look at the current name numbers that we choose for our current names. So if an 18 house, I wouldn't recommend for a current name, so I wouldn't recommend for a house. Four names, I just don't recommend them, none of them, because they are all challenging. So why would I want to live in a four house? The other reason a four house can drain you, if you just look at the number four, it's about work. That's one of the key aspects of this number. It's building things from the ground up, step by step. It is work. So when you live in a four house, you're working hard to just be there. And that can mean financially it might be draining. So that's why I would not recommend a four house for that reason as well. Now, remember, there are remedies. You can, if you happen to be in a four house, put up a 2 inside your front door and make it a 6 house. At least have the 6 quality embedded in the house as well, so that the 4 is somewhat diluted. So there are things you can do. So if you look at the numbers 1 through 9, what I recommend is just looking at the current name numbers. You'll get a great idea then. And what I also recommend is that you see how they align to your 3 important personal numbers, okay? Life purpose, day of birth, and destiny. You do want your address to be in harmony with one of those numbers. That's pretty important, okay? So in the same triad. So let's say you're born on the 12th of a month, or you have a 30 life purpose. So you have a 3. If you live in a 6 or 9 house, even a 3 house, there will be a nice resonance. If the house adds up to 21, for example, you will feel very comfortable there because 3, 6, 9 are in the same triad, right? Now, you have to be wary. If it's a 12 house, if the address adds up to 12, you don't want to live there, right? Because 12 is the victim number. So be aware of that as well. So that is important to keep in mind. Now, if you have a partner and you going, so you have to look at 2 people, which I often have to do in my readings, I have to take both of their numbers into consideration. And sometimes you have to compromise. So as long as you pick a number that is at least compatible with a couple of the numbers in the spouse. So let's say it's in harmony with yours. Let's say the 6 is in harmony with yours, and it's compatible with one of the numbers that your spouse has, or 2, better even if it's 2. So that is what I recommend, okay? So I hope that helps, Linda, because I know you're house hunting. Now, you ask another question. You say, in one of your recent newsletters, you wrote called Same Birthday, Different Outcomes. You talk about Robert Downey Jr., who has a 26-8 challenging current name number. Wow, this topic is really coming up today, this 4 and 8. So this coupled with his April 4 day of birth has led to the 4 and 8 karmic attraction, which we have seen in marriage partners as well as his drug addiction. You wrote that Downey has been able to stay clear of substance abuse for 10 years now, and at the time that he started his ability to kick his drug habit in 2003, he met his current wife, Susan Levin, who does not have any 4s or 8s. Are you saying that he has broken the karmic events by choosing a wife who does not have 4s or 8s, like all his previous wives did, and now he will be much more successful, even with the 26-8 current name? That's a really, really good question. You also add that you love his movies since that time, Sherlock Holmes, Iron Man, and The Avengers. Okay. Look, it makes a difference. The person you live with has a huge influence on your life, especially in this case, Susan, his wife, I guess, really helped him kick his drug habit, and there's a reason she was able to. Look at her numbers. Look at her name. She did not trigger that karmic connection. So absolutely it made a difference. he is obviously thriving in this relationship right now. He will always have to watch, though. I mean, once you are an addict, you always, they say, you always have to watch. I don't know because I've never taken drugs or I don't drink alcohol, so I can't say, of course, I am addicted to chocolate, so you can. So I guess I am an addict. No, in any case, in this instance, which is, you know, very dangerous, the drug addiction, he will always have to watch that, especially because of those numbers being born on the 4th, having a 26-8 current name. However, as long as he thrives in this partnership, so yes, to answer your question, the partnership can absolutely support a person. And because really, when you live together, you live as one. If it's truly based on love, there is this connection between you that is amazing. I mean, true love is so healing. Love heals everything, right? So when you have the love of a partner there for you and that can talk you through whatever you need to and be there for you and whatever, absolutely it can help. So, and again, every relationship is different. So we can't say that, you know, for sure with every person who has a drug addiction, you know, we can't say, well, just marry a person who doesn't have a 4 or 8 name if they happen to have 4s or 8s, right? It doesn't work that way. It really is, it's up to the actual relationship and the person's understanding about what they need to do. Just like a fortunate current name doesn't guarantee that you're going to be happy and abundant for the rest of your life. No, it doesn't. What it does is it gives you the ability to do so much more easily. So you can take advantage of that and leverage those numbers. It's all about what you put into the equation, right? So, you know, it's like any tool. It's what you do with the tool. There can be a tool that can be used for good or not good, but it's really up to you. And in this case, for him, it worked out really, really well and beautifully, and I'm really happy for him because I think he's an amazing, amazing actor. So I hope that answers your question. And you ask about level 3, Numerology Academy level 3, and yes, and you know when it's being released and all this. You're excited about level 3. I'm excited about level 3. I am formulating it right now, and I will release it this year. I have, it may be the summer, but it could also be in the fall. It depends on how things go, but it could be as early as this summer. So, and also for all of you on the call listening, I want to just give you a heads up. I'm going to have a very special live intensive here in LA, and it's going to just be for a few people. And it's going to take place between October 4th and 6th. And it's going to be on a topic that I absolutely love, that I haven't taught before in this way, especially in the astronumerology way. So it's going to be specifically for people like you who understand astronumerology, because I'm going to go very deeply into a topic which I won't name yet, but which will, I think you'll want to come. Let me tell you that. And so the reason I'm making it a smaller event, because it's not going to be like a big seminar situation. We're going to be up to maybe 24 people there, because I really want to do a lot of intensive work with each one of you who are going to be there. And because it's through the experiencing of what I'm teaching that you grow, that you understand what it is that I'm talking about. And I love teaching this way. I love doing the live readings and the really wonderful work that we can do one-on-one, especially in a group setting where we're all learning the same thing. And so I wanted to just let you all know these dates so you can put them in your calendar. I'm going to tell you more soon, but I've reserved the room at the Westin Hotel at LAX October 4th through 6th, and it's going to be great. So I'm really looking forward to it. So having said that, I don't see any more callers, and so we are going to wrap it up for today, but we did cover a whole lot. I really hope all of you are enjoying, you know, this wonderful month that we're in. Next month, things are going to really intensify. In fact, by the end of this month, you're going to feel, with the full moon and everything that's lining up, it'll start kicking in, but next month is when we have the Pluto-Uranus square coming back in full force in a really, really, really big way. And this is why I'm holding my live event on May 15th, because the next 6 months after that are going to be really intense, very exciting, a huge breakthrough time, and for all of us. So I hope that all of you are taking advantage of the calm before the storm here. And next month, which also happens to be, you know, May 2013, you add up 6 plus 5. What do you get? You get 8 and 11. So it's a double new beginnings, and it's going to be powerful. And there's so much else to tell you, which I will do during my live webinar. So I look forward to seeing you all or many of you on that event and on our next call. And meantime, have a great month and celebrate spring if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, fall if you're in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. I will see you on Facebook page when you have questions and on our next call. All right. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.